Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more indictments of who he called, quote, corrupt radical left Democrats.
ABC's Karen Travers. Trump will be at Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island today, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. The big names are all there. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Universities of Wisconsin is considering a proposal that would make it significantly easier for students to transfer between schools within the system. A new policy proposal would guarantee that core general education credits can be transferred between all 13 schools in the system. The general education credits cover required classes that are not included in a student's major or minor. If approved, 30 to 36 general education credit hours that were earned at one UW school would count towards the credit graduation requirements at another UW school. The Wisconsin Realtors Association has released its August real estate report showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. Ascentia Health officials are inviting Spooner area residents to one of their walk-in flu shot clinics over the next week. The events will be held at the organization's Spooner Clinic on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Residents and kids 6 months and older are invited to attend one of the events to get their annual flu shot before flu season starts to get underway this fall. Residents who cannot attend one of the events can also schedule a flu shot appointment at their local Ascentia pharmacy. With Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany officially launching his bid for governor in the 2026 election, a candidate has already emerged for his congressional seat. Jesse Eben of Stanley officially announced her candidacy for the 7th Congressional District this week. According to her campaign announcement, Eben describes herself as a Trump conservative and says she's running for Congress to secure the southern border, unleash American energy, lower costs for Wisconsin families, and to stand with law enforcement. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack prepares for Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some spectacular late September weather on tap for us. Sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a mild night with a low of 57. Same thing on Saturday, sunny with a high of 73, and then sunny with a high of 74 on Sunday. Currently, it's 62.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
From the comments of former head coach of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, to the Brewers heading into the playoffs, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. We'll discuss it with former Badger and NFL veteran Brady Ewing next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. It's the end of the week here, and I hope you're having a good day. Just a heads up, a reminder for our listeners in Chicago that on Wednesday, October 15th, I'll be at Max and Benny's restaurant signing copies of my new book, The Last American President. It does require you to sign up. You've got to go to WCPT.com, I think it is, but you can, you know, Google it, because they're limiting, you know, attendance to a certain number of people and all that kind of stuff. So we got a lot to talk about today. Putin and Trump, when cowards play with matches. Say what? World War III? Also, Trump loves revenge. Remember, Trump says he hates his enemies. He's reveling in the Comey indictment. We'll talk about that. In fact, we have a message from James Comey to share with you. Also, every living ex-Fed chair gave the Supreme Court an urgent warning. And also, multiple previous Treasury secretaries, including Republicans, saying don't let Trump fire Lisa Cook. In the second hour of our program, our one guest today, Dean Obidala, my colleague here on SiriusXM, is going to drop by. He says, don't believe anything the Trump regime says. And Trump loves to bail out his wannabe dictator friends. Why is it that the Trump administration is asking you and me to pay for a $20 billion bailout for Javier Milei down in Argentina? He just got wiped out, or his party just got wiped out in local elections. And he's looking at national elections coming up in a few months. And, you know, they're midterms. He's not on the ballot, but his party is. And Trump is bailing him out. In the third hour of our program, Sarkozy, the former president of France, in 1 month has to report to prison for the next 5 years. Why? Well, because of campaign finance shenanigans. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour. Also, more dumb trade moves. Donald Trump announced that the day that the shutdown starts, next Wednesday, I think, is October 1st. Next Wednesday, the... tariffs on pharmaceuticals imported into the United States, which is a good chunk of them, right, will go to 100%. So your drug costs are going to explode. If you've got a prescription that needs refilling, get it done now. Holy cow. This is just nuts. But seriously, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is called Putin and Trump, When Cowards Play with Matches. And by cowards, what I'm talking about is, you know, politicians who, number one, cowardly use the power of the state to suppress people who speak against them or make fun of them. Every American president up till now has just, you know, gone along with good-natured ribbing or even bad-natured ribbing. But there's some other things that are very concerning. Here are some of the alarming data points this week. 4 different Danish airports were buzzed by what many assumed to be Russian drones, shut down the airports. A French airport was hit yesterday. A Norwegian airport was shut down last week, or earlier in this week. number one. Number two, the U.S. Navy lit up the skies around Florida this week, test firing Trident II D5 ballistic missiles that are capable of carrying thermonuclear bombs deep into Russia. This is concerning. Number three, a massive U.S. Navy presence in the Caribbean and off the coast of Venezuela was joined this week by F-35s and Reaper drones as Trump has blown three Venezuelan boats out of the water without congressional authorization. In an absolutely unprecedented move, Pete Kegger Hegseth has ordered all of the U.S. military's flag officers and their staffs to come to Virginia for a meeting with an unknown agenda. This is not normal. By the way, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges wrote on X yesterday, quote, July 1935, German generals were called to a surprise assembly in Berlin and informed that their previous oath to the Weimar Constitution was void and that they would be required to swear a new and personal oath to the Führer. Most generals took the new oath to keep their positions. Hegseth reposted this with a little note that says, cool story, General. Whoa. Is that what's going on? Or is Hegseth preparing for war? Or does he just want to look out at the assembled crowd and say, aha, there's a black face, there's a female face, there's a brown face? I mean, what's going on here? This is not normal military procedure. It has the stench of authoritarian consolidation. You know, the kind of thing that typically leads to purges, coups, and crackdowns. Also, Russia is experiencing a nationwide fuel shortage. In some parts of the country, as much as 30% of the gas stations are shut down, half of them in Crimea right now. It is crippling the Russian economy. It's so bad that the Kremlin has banned exports of fuel until the end of the year. And this is from Ukrainian drones taking out Russian refineries. In Taiwan, Taiwan's Deputy Foreign Minister Wing Chung Chang warns that, quote, China is preparing to invade Taiwan. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, day before yesterday, said, quote, NATO and the European Union want to declare, in fact, have already declared a real war on my country and are directly participating in it. Excuse me. NATO notified Russia that they may shoot down planes that invade NATO airspace, and Russia replied that would be war. Excuse me just a second here. A tickle in your throat, you know. All right. As Russian jets cross NATO skies, and Trump is desperate for a diversion from the Epstein-Trump sex scandal, and appears to be trying to provoke a war with Venezuela, are we watching the edge of a new conflict? I mean, you know, remember back in July when Trump told NATO Secretary General Mark Rudd during a visit to the Oval Office that he would be happy to, he wasn't going to sell Patriot anti-missile systems directly to Ukraine, but he'd be happy to sell them to Europe, and Europe could give their stocks to Ukraine. And right now, Europe has been giving their stocks to Ukraine. This has been going on for a couple of months now, well, ever since July. And Ukraine has been using them. And so much of Europe is now defenseless. At the same time, that Putin is sending jets over Europe, freaking people out. And now Trump is refusing to send Patriot missiles to replenish Europe's supplies. So Europe is standing here naked in front of Russia, or increasingly naked. So this is just wild stuff. The British newspaper Express reported in an article headlined, Russia's Gray Zone Invasion Plan to Start World War III Before Christmas, Revealed by Defector. Turns out a general who had defected from Russia has said that Moscow is preparing a gray zone attack on Poland before Christmas. The warning sent through an Eastern European ally during London's DSEI arms fair last week has triggered urgent discussions in the UK and US. Is this what Hegseth is calling the generals in for? I don't know. But it appears to me that when Putin met Trump in Alaska, he either ordered Trump to just, you know, let Europe fall to Russia, or let Ukraine fall to Russia, or all of the above. Or he took the measure of the man, the measure of Trump, and concluded that Trump would not fight back. Trump would not join NATO. The United States would not join NATO if Russia gets into an armed conflict with Poland or Lithuania, Latvia, or Estonia, the Baltic states. So where does this go? Who knows? But, you know, history is not going to look well on this if there's some kind of miscalculation in the works here or whatever. I mean, this is a very, in my opinion, a very, very, very dangerous moment. And we've got an incompetent buffoon in the White House surrounded by incompetent buffoons who will do whatever this, you know, buffoon says. And that is a very, very dangerous moment. This is a very dangerous moment for us and for the world.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is gold, G-O-L-D, gold. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you, too, can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing it. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I can tell you, I drink Field of Greens, I feel better. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Slow down your aging, fieldofgreens.com.
Trump shakes the hand of Putin. Deals in shadows, the truth undone. Drones in the sky, borders trembling. Wars ignite when the cowards run. When cowards play with matches, the flames consume. History won't forgive them. Trump and Putin let the empire fall. Promises broken, patriots withheld, nations betrayed while the weak are compelled. From Ukraine's night to NATO's sky, the world sees through their poison lies. When cowards play with matches, the fire spreads like sin. History rides in ashes. Trump and Putin will not win.
History will not forgive.
Minutes past the hour. So, James Comey, we are now fully into this stage where Donald Trump is playing emperor. He's playing Putin. You know, the FSB, the security service, the Department of Homeland Security of Russia, basically, the FSB, will go after anybody who criticizes Putin. And now Trump has the Homeland Security and FBI going after anybody who criticizes Trump. And they just went after James Comey yesterday. In a move that is being widely panned and discussed. And here's what James Comey himself had to say on Instagram yesterday.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
There you go. James Comey, former FBI director, who, by and large, is the guy who put Donald Trump in the White House in 2016, you know, by investigating Hillary Clinton at the last minute, which is such an irony. Ty Cobb was Donald Trump's lawyer in the first Trump administration, and he was on CNN with Aaron Burnett last night. He said, this is a tragic day for America. What we have here is a clear vindictive prosecution, a clear selective prosecution. We have a president for the first time in history ordering his attorney general to indict his enemies. I would note, by the way, this is not the first time in history. Nixon tried this, and John Mitchell, to the best of my knowledge, didn't actually indict any of Nixon's enemies, but the IRS audited them, and Mitchell considered it. And Mitchell went to prison for some of his crimes. Back to the quote from Ty Cobb. And he says, and the attorney general, instead of being the independent force that she's supposed to be, saying, yes, sir, how fast can I get that done for you? He said, either this is the end of the rule of law in America, or it's a tipping point against the authoritarian activity that we've seen from this president and his attorney general. So Ty Cobb, Trump's former lawyer, is hoping that the American people across the board just rise up and say enough. Is this the point at which Republicans start to speak out? Are there any Republicans left in Congress with any courage at all? If you live in a state where you've got a Republican senator or a Republican member of the House of Representatives, you might want to call them and ask that question. 202-224-3121 is the number for the switchboard of Congress. Ty Cobb goes on to say that a groundswell among the citizenry could be enormous. He said, I mean, this is what every law student is told is not possible. And yet, not possible seems to be exactly what's happening right now. This is not the American way. This is the kind of stuff that presidents going all the way back to George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson have warned us against. This is, and now Trump, you know, his latest little emperor move, we're going to move FIFA, the World Cup. He wants to take it out of blue states and move it to red states, right? Of course, FIFA has every right to just tell him to go screw himself. So, and hopefully they do. You know, he doesn't have the power to change the venue or the activities in the World Cup. But what he can do is deny visas and deny security. So we'll see if he succeeds in cowing them. Every living ex-Fed chair is upset. I'll tell you about that in just a second.
Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And pick up your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid transporting firewood across the state to help prevent the spread of invasive species. Moving untreated firewood from one area of the state to another is one of the most common ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread. The Don't Move Firewood campaign is encouraging residents to buy local and burn local, urging them to purchase firewood from the area they're planning to camp in and leaving any of their unused firewood behind. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant Program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. 9 organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including $100,000 for the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Northwest Wisconsin. A Rice Lake organization is seeking to expand the availability of its laundry assistance service. Community Connections to Prosperity's Loads of Love program seeks to help individuals and families facing financial hardships cover the cost of doing their laundry through monthly events. The program is offered at Clothes Spin Laundry in Rice Lake on the first Friday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the third Monday of each month from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The organization is seeking additional volunteers and organizations to host future laundry events. State Representative Angela Stroud held a town hall in Superior on Wednesday to discuss some of the effects of the new biennial state budget passed over the summer. During the event, State Representative Stroud noted that the Superior School District is projected to lose nearly $2 million in state general aid under the new budget, which will lead to increased property taxes to maintain currently available services. The town hall served as an open discussion for local residents to consider alternative solutions to support the public school system. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some spectacular late September weather on tap for us. Sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a mild night with a low of 57. Same thing on Saturday, sunny with a high of 73, and then sunny with a high of 74 on Sunday. Current temperature, 63.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is gold, G-O-L-D, gold. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
was rising, the cameras all set. A golden ride the world won't forget. But the prompter died, the words wouldn't come. And up that escalator, the joke was begun.
No escalator again.
The climb ain't so great.
A leader lost his lines.
To the hands of fate.
No escalator again.
The shine turns to wait. History don't forgive when the mask deflates.
Putin smirking, watching from his chair. Trump's going up slow, but he ain't going anywhere. The whole sad silent, the laughter drew near. Even power looks small when the script disappears.
So escalator gate.
Five minutes past the hour. Escalator gate, yes. Oh, poor Donald. You know, his videographer leaned on the button and shut down the elevator and or escalator, and now he wants to bomb the United Nations. Well, actually, one guy on Fox News, one of the Fox News commentators, said that we should bomb the United Nations building. That's wild. Meanwhile, every living former Federal Reserve chair And former Treasury Secretaries Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, Hank Paulson, Jack Lew, and Timothy Geithner. Phil Graham, the former Republican senator from Texas, who's also an economist. He was the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. All of them wrote a letter. You know, Trump is suing at the Supreme Court to have the permission to fire Lisa Cook, the only Democrat on the Fed, actually the only black woman on the Fed board. I'm not sure that she's the only Democratic appointee. He wants her out. No black women. And so, you know, it's gone to the Supreme Court. And every single former Fed chair, including Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, Janet Yellen, they all filed this incredible friend of the court, you know, an amicus brief with the Supreme Court saying, don't do this. It'll destroy the independence of the court or of the, excuse me, of the Fed. And that independence is a vital thing for America, to keep the dollar stable. It's incredible. So what's on your mind today? Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yes, I'd like to talk to you about our peace tree. The incense cedar seeds this year are as good as they've been for probably 10 years.
What is good?
The incense cedar seeds.
Oh, you're talking tree seeds for cedar trees?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It, like they're just covering the trees all through Northern California and on up into Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it rained a lot, and there was no seeds in the north.
Interesting.
So anyway, this we call this our peace tree down there on the boardwalk in Venice. And I've given away a couple of thousand of the trees and growing them and give the seeds away.
Wow.
But the name for this Iroquois woman that stopped these five tribes from warring, this Chinsensei, and it's just a simple symbol. There's no Mrs. Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one of these giant trees on the other side of the Angeles Mountains that they couldn't reach. Everywhere they could get to them, they cut them down.
Right.
So I call it the Janice Karpinski tree. The General Janice Karpinski tree. So we bought a property in Rogue River, and when they clear cut these trees after a fire and stuff like that, they take all the incense cedars that didn't burn.
Mm-hmm.
They don't burn. But what's left is a whole lot of these young trees that are sometimes 25 years old, only 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
That you can take out and move.
Huh. Sweet. So you're playing Johnny Appleseed with cedars.
Well, it takes a long time for them to grow, but yeah. When they're underneath these trees and then they're open to light, they take off.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Jerry, thanks. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's a moment of, a nice smile on a Friday morning. I appreciate it. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, three cheers and a tiger for James Comey, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, Tom, real quick, your friend Alex from Social Security Works that filled in for you last Thursday.
Yeah, Alex Lawson.
Lawson, thank you. He did a great job. I've kind of sat in his chair before, you know, getting used to the mechanics of a radio program and stuff. Did a great job.
Good.
Kept my ear for 3 hours. The guy just needs a better microphone and a little compression, that's all.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
But anyway, I'm calling because this contest that you've been running forever about the law that benefits the majority of the working class that's passed through Congress with Republican majorities, that is a very effective tool that I use with my Trump-supporting football-watching friends.
Oh, really?
And others. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a lot like John Fugelfang's, you know, follow the teachings of Jesus rather than being a Christian. It's a shut-up, you know?
Yeah.
Where do you go from there? But it begs the question, and I don't have the answer to this. Maybe you do. When was the last law that fits the requirements of your contest? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know of one. I mean, the people who have won books largely by, persistently pointing out to me that they've identified something, have identified really small things. You know, the list of banning companies from doing telemarketing, and calling you. But, it was ineffective and it really benefited the companies more than us. But, I let that one go. And there was another one that somebody, but these were all minor laws. In terms of, like, major legislation, Social Security level, Obamacare level legislation, not a single one from the Republicans since 1980. Now, the Republicans did a lot of good prior to 1980. But ever since the Reagan Revolution, that party has been nothing but the party of billionaires and racists, period.
Well, so we still don't have an answer. Maybe somebody like Paul from Woodinville, who is very astute, maybe he can come up with something. But I listen all day, every day, and hopefully that somebody will come up with that, because I need that. You know, when the media in the newspaper, they says, this is the third largest or whatever, it kind of begs the question, okay, well, what was the first and second?
I've been running the contest for 22 years, Maverick, and nobody has won it when you talk about, major legislation. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I've been running it for 10.
Yeah. And it shuts up your Trump-pumping friends. That's great. Maverick, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Frank in Hood River. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I just want to say thank you for all you do. I don't think it's good for people to trash talk the Democratic Party too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's counterproductive, I think.
I agree.
Most people agree there does need to be more forceful speaking out and organizing against the evil empire of the Trump administration.
Yep.
We're in a definite crisis. Portland TV, we don't get, out here in Western Oregon, we don't get Jimmy Kimmel because Sinclair owns the ABC station in Portland.
I know. We tried to watch it last night and we couldn't. It's not on the air here. We couldn't even find it online. I mean, we ended up finding the monologue on YouTube, but that was it.
Yeah, that's all we can do. Sinclair's terrible, and they won't show it. But Stephen Colbert this week had Gavin Newsom, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on three consecutive nights. And I think all three are excellent Democrats.
They are.
Good. And, Democrats would control the House of Representatives right now if the Republicans hadn't gerrymandered and also removed over 4 million voters from the voting rolls.
That's true.
And we would have won a couple more Senate seats, too. It's such a razor-thin edge in Congress.
Gerrymandering doesn't affect the Senate seats, but the simple reality is that all of the Republican senators, 53 Republican senators, represent only 40% of American citizens.
Right, right. And I think, you're right. You know, so I don't think the Democratic Party needs a huge, massive do-over. But we do need to protest loudly and expose the great danger the country's in. And the last thing, we need to ensure the 26th election is not stolen by the cheating Republicans. This is what they're exactly what they're trying to do.
Oh, they absolutely are. And they're doing it every way they can imagine. You know, it's just incredible. Mark Elias's newsletter is really worth reading in that regard. Frank, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman for that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping and that top five collagen warnings every American needs to see. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
These days are heavy. The truth feels far. Every headline cuts like another scar. It's hard to keep standing when the storm won't fade. But we're stronger together in the fight we made. Hang in there, take a breath, take your time. Rest your soul, let your spirit realign. We're a family, a community side by side. Hang in there, the good fight's worth the ride. The lies keep coming.
51 minutes. The night feels back. Picking up your calls here, Terry in Monroe City, Missouri. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. I wish you a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom. I want to offer a different intake or a different scenario of that message that was left on that shell at the shooting in the detention center down there of ICE in Texas.
Okay.
I do not believe that the shooter meant that message that he was anti-ICE. I honestly believe that he meant the bullet that would leave the weapon, the barrel of that weapon, was meant for anti-ICE people. I believe that scenario fits this, or I mean, I believe this fits that scenario much better than the other that we've been
using. Well, he did shoot immigrants rather than ICE officers, but his brother, if the press reports are true, his brother is saying that he was very, very upset about the way that ICE had been basically treating people, you know, the violence that they've inflicted on protesters and on the people that they're arresting. There's another video of this that's gone viral in the last 24 hours of an ICE guy just, you know, beating a woman to the ground who was simply protesting her husband being dragged off without a warrant, without being told why he was being dragged out, without being told who was dragging him off. Apparently this young man was very upset about that. So I doubt your analysis is right, Terry, but at the moment, nobody really knows. And the sad reality is, as Dean Obidala is going to talk about, you know, at the top of the hour, we have no idea if the stuff coming out of the Department of Homeland Security is the truth or is more partisan BS, you know, coming from Trump.
Well, I had heard on my reports, I'd heard that his brother said that he was not anti-ICE, and also that he was a very good shot.
Hmm. Yeah, now I'm hearing the exact opposite. I don't know, Terry. I think, you know, rush to judgment is not a good idea. I realize, you know, within seconds of the shooting or minutes of the shooting, the Trump administration was out there going, radical left Democrats. I'm gonna withhold judgment. Terry, thanks for the opinion, though. It's good, you know, for us all to be discussing this. Thank you. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I am addressing this comment to the headmaster of Tom Hartman University.
Okay.
And I, you know, over the past few years, you've done little segments on the liberal version of the Concord Project, how to do a podcast, and kind of bringing up on just touching on a subject you said before about not trusting what the government says. And that goes back to, like, say, employment stats, GDP stats, which was brought up the other day,
yep,
questioning that. I think if you, because you do enough books that you research for, it'd be nice if you did a segment on how we can research this information and, you know, look at, find websites, check the, find out the veracity of the websites, the information we're getting.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you probably use search engines that you might pay for, but you might have some suggestions for other way.
I have historically,
we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, historically, I've used DuckDuckGo mostly, not just because it's it doesn't track everything I do, but also because it, you know, it doesn't have an algorithm attached to it that is biased toward a particular type of news. I remember when Google changed their algorithm to not Spider Alternet, which was the main progressive website back about 7 years ago, and it crashed their traffic by 70%, and they went out of business, or they had to, you know, they went into bankruptcy. They had to sell the site. So, you know, I stick with DuckDuckGo. Lately, I've been using some of the AI, you know, Perplexity AI and ChatGPT and others. But I don't always, I always double check anything they tell me because they do hallucinate a fair amount. And
right. And how do you check that veracity of the information? How
you
do
click you know on the links that they give you. After you ask the question, you say, well, give me the links to this, and then you click on them. And what I found is about, you know, 10-15% of the time you click on the link and you get a 404 error, you know, a page not found error. They just hallucinated it. They just made it up. So the other thing is that the AI products, and I'm going to be talking about this in the next hour, are vulnerable to basically being poisoned. For example, you know, Russia right now is doing this major lie campaign to try to influence the elections coming up in Moldova. And one third of all the AI answers right now are reflecting the Russian propaganda, you know, that the current president of Moldova was taking bribes, rather than the reality, which is that he didn't, and nobody in Moldova is even saying that he did. It's just, you know, Russian propaganda saying this. But that Russian propaganda is so widespread, it's appeared on literally thousands of websites that are controlled by Russia, that the AI products are starting to think that it's true because they're reading it so frequently. So you got to be careful. Mike, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break with our buddy Dean Obidala, and then back to the news of the day and your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's Field of
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about Palestinian state, not a Hamas state. But nevertheless, you know, this was a speech that was broadcast around the world, but not least on loudspeakers into Gaza itself.
Protesters outside the UN today denouncing Israeli strikes in Gaza. President Trump says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is more about justice, he says, than revenge. Comey facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for the Justice Department to investigate political adversaries. This is ABC News.